This podcast is sponsored by FlashFilmAcademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, FlashFilmAcademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get 3 free courses. FlashFilmAcademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit. Save 25% off your first course when you use promo code THAT25. That's THAT25.
This is a Flash Film Media podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to going into business, there is a life lesson you have to learn as you move forward. And I had a chance to talk to a lot of friends and did quite a few consultants this week and had a chance to just talk to people. And there was one nagging theme. A lot of people don't know that a lot of these live sessions come from conversations and they come from, you know, consultants or just they come from life. Right. Today, I want to talk about something that a lot of people do and it messes up your life. It messes up your ability to be a fearless entrepreneur, and it messes up your ability to do things you want to do, and that's you wait on other people, right? Because you want to take this journey with your whole crew, and your whole crew, they not going with you. Today, that's what we're going to talk about. Before I get started, Andres, good looking out on the super chat. Before we even roll the intro, good looking out. Let's roll the intro, and let's get right into it. What's going on, everybody? I hope y'all had a real good 4th and did y'all thing. If that's y'all thing and y'all celebrated, y'all rock with it. I hope y'all had a 2nd Juneteenth. If that's your thing and you rock with it and did it. My name is Todd Turner. I'm Black by Popular Demand. And this channel is not for those who want to take better pictures and, you know, do all that fun firework photography that is your mama like it in them. But once they watch it and look at it for about 2 days, they're ready to delete it. This page is for content creators that's looking to advance in the business side of the industry. So we're talking about the business side. We're talking about today. We're going to talk about something a little personal on the business side. We're going to talk about a little bit about a mindset. Media Smith LLC. Good looking out on the super chat. We're talking about a little something a little personal on the mindset you need to have as you move forward in this business. And it's a big mistake that a lot of people do. I see a lot of people do. Real quick, let me just before my email start blowing up, because I don't have a graphic for this, I'm going to tell you straight up. Today is the last day for the 4th of July sale that I kind of snuck in there. If you were on the email list, you got information about it. The promo code is 4th sale, number 4, THSALE. It ends tonight. So there you go, because I don't want to get emails about it. Every time I go live, cats send me emails about codes and all of that. So I'm going to say it one time. I'm going to post it and we're going to keep it moving. Okay. Yes, I'm actually feeling better. Good looking out. So, you know, a lot of times I've met a lot of people that's waiting to do stuff, but they're waiting on somebody to give them permission or go with them or hold their hand. You got to stop doing it, right? Unless you were a twin, you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave this world by yourself. So you got to start. You got to just do it. Don't wait on people. I know so many people that are waiting on their homeboy. He going to come through with the business side and he going to write up the web page. I'm waiting on him to shoot the. Stop waiting on people. Right. Find a way to do it. Make enough money to pay people to do what they want to do. Your job didn't hire you because you shared the same dream and goal as they have. They've just found a way to pay you to support their dreams and goals. We've all heard the quote, you know, chase your dreams or somebody going to pay you to chase theirs. So now real quick, gold members, you got a different discount. You got your discount. You may want to roll with your discount, gold members. You know where to find it, community section. The 4th sale is for those who aren't gold members. But if you're a gold member, you may want to rock with that. So real quick, so make sure as you move forward in this business, you don't rely on your friends and your family because they're not going to do it as fast as you want it done. Right. I don't use a lot of favors in my business. I don't got somebody that maybe do my copywriting. I don't got somebody that may come through and do this. I don't got a friend that own the business that may let me shoot. I roll with people that's ready to move now. Right. Because I'm ready to move now. And a lot of people I talk to, and it's just something that, you know, inherently in life, we attach to networks, we attach to people we know. Inherently in life, we wait on people, right? You ever booked a trip, 20 people say they're going to go, 15 people actually got the information to book to send the money, 10 people sent the money and only 5 went on the trip? Business works like that, right? You got to stop waiting on people. And look, the hard pill to swallow is sometimes that person you got to stop waiting on is closer than you think. It's a family member. It's a spouse. It's a girlfriend. It's your homeboy. It's your best friend. I got friends that have been talking about business ideas forever. They've been talking about what they're going to do and how they're going to blow up and do this forever. But they've been going to their job every day, right? They've been talking about it. All they do is talk about it. When they get around me, all they want to do is talk about it. But I don't even like to talk about it no more because I'm at a level where I'm doing it and I'm not at the level of woulda, coulda, shoulda, I wish, maybe we should, you know, hopefully I can somehow, I wonder, I'm not in that level no more. I'm in a level of doing it. I'm in a level of taking money out of here and investing it in here. I'm in a level of trying new things. I'm in a level of having the ability to A and B test something, to say that may not work, or I can give you a idea or gauge of where the market is because I'm there instead of people who are scared to get in the water. I can tell you what the water really like and let everybody on the beach tell you about how the water may be or how it's looking. I'm in the water. I'm going to tell you what it is. And everybody's not meant to go where you want to go, right? I'm going to tell you something crazy. I'm going to tell you a crazy thing that happened to me. As an entrepreneur, we have to learn to improvise and adapt to what's necessary to move forward. That's right. That's right, Randy said. Look, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, and it's so weird, but I feel like I got to share it, right? One day, I was playing Grand Theft Auto. My friends, I tell them this story all day. I was playing Grand Theft Auto, and if you ever play Grand Theft Auto, the missions are cool, but I like to run from the police. Like, that's the best thing to do, right? It's just get in the car, like go steal some cars and just go run from the police when you play Grand Theft Auto, right? So on Grand Theft Auto, I remember where like 5 dropped, right? And it was just like dope. And it's this open world atmosphere where you can walk around and you can just look at people, right? I like the people watch in real life too. But on this game, I like the people watch because I'm always surprised at how much animation they added to this game, like how many voices they had to record where you almost don't hear the same conversation twice. And you can walk through the street for like 12 hours and you just blown away at just some of the conversations and stuff you hear, right? People on the phone yapping. You see people in cow suits. You see people spinning signs. And I'm like, this is a video game. And it's just amazing at how much like extra stuff you see that's just on the side that got nothing to do with your mission, how much detail they put into just the regular people, right? And it dawned on me that everybody in this game, they aren't designed to do the mission, right? They're designed just to be other people. They're designed just to be other people in the game, on their phone, yapping. When you bump into them, they're ready to fight. That's their purpose, period. That's their purpose in life. They may get in the car and drive around. You may see them enter a little fake Starbucks or whatever, but that's all they're designed to do. However, I understand that I am here for my mission and I got to complete my mission. You're going to run into people in your life that are those people, right? They're standing on the corner. They on the phone yapping. They talking. Hey, girl, did you hear? I can't believe what. Let me tell you about the beef 50 Cent. Let me tell you about what's going on with Will Smith. And I don't care about that, fam. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I care about my business and how I'm taking it to the next level right now. You want to talk about celebrity gossip? What my mama used to say, you worried about, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan already made his money. Finish your homework. And I used to be like, what do you mean, mom? What do you mean? You out there worried about, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. They done already made their money. They living a good life. You need to finish your homework. And I would go back and be mad, you know, because I wanted to go watch, you know, the Pistons whoop on Jordan, Detroit, what? You know what I'm saying? I wanted to go watch that. And my mom would be like, they already made their money. You need to focus on your homework. And then you can get out there. And you know what I'm saying? And life is like that. When you're an entrepreneur, you got to block out all of the drama. non-playable characters. This world is full of them. Okay, so yes, this world is full of a bunch of non-playable characters. There are people in your life that are just designed to be your friend, and that's it. They love to talk about what they're going to do, how we going to pull up in the Lambos, and the Doe's going to be up, and I'm going to get the Range Rover, and we're going to get the, we're going to have the matching yachts, and then they go back to work. They don't have a plan. They plan is the lottery. They plan is the hope. They plan is one day. So you got to kind of cut them people off, and you can't tie your success to others. You can't wait on other people to open up those doors. You can't wait on other people to give you permission to be great, because they'll never give it to you. They just won't, or they would have did it for themselves. So the reason, or what this live is really about, is it's time to look at who in your life, right? It's time to evaluate who in your life. When you go on a diet, when you get a personal trainer, they tell you to go look at your refrigerator. Go look in your refrigerator and see what's in your refrigerator, because we're about to toss all this stuff out. Yeah, but that's a really good, it don't matter, it's going to kill you. I just bought that, but it don't matter, it got to go. And you have to look at your life like that, at least your friends or who you're spending a lot of time with. Because I guarantee you there's one or two people in your life that you're waiting on to do something for you or your business, or to help you take it to the next level. And they just coasting. They don't got a care in the world. They just like, whatever. Okay. And you waiting on them to do your website. You waiting on them to finish editing something. You waiting on your boy to do your logo. You waiting on some music from your friend. You know what I'm saying? You waiting on something from somebody that's holding up your progress. And you got to cut them loose. And you're going to have to come out of your pocket, and you got to pay somebody to be excited about your project. Period. Right. That's all a job is. A job is my ability to pay somebody to be excited about my project, to give a damn about what I need within the time frame I need it. That's a job. People who just are around, even if they saying they want to help you grow, they want to help you do something, they don't have what you have. Right. And you have the ability. Your mentality is just on a different level, because you a go-getter. You a hunter. You're not a farmer. I'm not going to plant a seed. I'm not going to wait. I'm hungry. I'm going out to get it. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to skin it. I'm going to cook it. And I'm going to eat tonight. You can plant a seed and water it and hope that the weather is right for the next 6 months. But you're not going to make it, fam. You're not going to make it them 6 months. I'm about to go find me a deer tonight. We eating meat tonight. So that's something that you need to be mindful of as you grow your business, as you move forward, as you look at who's in your surroundings, who you dealing with, who you not dealing with. Those are things you need to think about. Those are things that you need to keep in mind as you move forward. Here, let me throw the little graphics to let y'all know what we got. But those are things you need to understand as you continue to grow and build your brand. Listen, a lot of it is business, right? A lot of success is business. A whole lot of it, another big chunk of it, is your mentality and how you approach it, your attitude towards it. You know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of it is as well. So just your attitude and the way you look at things can help determine where you go. What did they say? Attitude helps determine altitude. It's very correct. John said, this is literally the conversation I had today with my wife. The live stream, I needed to see it tonight. It's crazy. It's crazy how it line up. But your circle going to get so small as you decide to do this for real. And I'm going to tell you another thing while I crack open the drink of the day. Cherry vanilla Coca-Cola. Sorry about that in your ear. As you grow, you're going to realize who you were around that were fakers. You're going to realize how many guys that told you they had a business and they still had a job and they still told you they had a business for 20 years. You're going to realize who was really doing it and who wasn't. When you start talking up taxes and start talking up numbers, and you're going to start to see who just wanted to play the role as CEO and boss and who really doing it. And it's going to help you separate yourself from them people. Cause it's a lot of people that want to be the boss. They want to be everybody want to be the boss. Nobody want to be the supervisor, or nobody want to move up. Everybody want to be sergeant. Nobody want to be corporal. Everybody want to move up, but don't nobody want to learn the positions in between. They don't want to do that. They just want to instantly be the boss. I'm the CEO. That's what I do. Tell us about your company. They can't even give you, they can't even pitch what they do correctly. And they want to be the boss of it. They want to be the CEO of it. So what exactly do your company do? We be shooting videos. Your company shoots videos? Yeah. What is that? It's not talking about what your company offered. That's talking about your brand and what sets your brand apart. That's not as a CEO to another CEO, that's not what I'm going to tell somebody. We just shoot videos. You know, we just, you know, we got cameras. We pull up and we film that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that don't even make sense. But I get people who be in industries, they can't fully explain because they don't know, right? They didn't work to build it. They didn't work to get there. They're just there for the title, right? A lot of people get married just to say they married and ain't even half a bit in love. They just like that person to be like, they look like a good partner. I could see them in a tux or I can see them in a wedding dress. And they don't check none of the boxes of what they really need. Been there, done that. Never going back. A lot of people in your life because they look like. Go to a place like L.A. or go to a place like Atlanta, right? And get into the scene. Any of y'all who live there, you're going to listen to what I'm about to say. You're going to meet so many people that are just name dropping fluff fakers. It's not even funny. When you're trying to move up in the industry, you're going to meet so many people who are just so, they're going to BS you to death. And you're going to be naive to it because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You're building it. You're growing it. So you want to make sure that you are around people who actually are doing it. Right? When people ask me, what do I do? Question came up, what do you do when people ask what I do? I own a production company that creates content for businesses. Right? That's what we do. It ain't about photography or videography, right? We're content creators. We create content for businesses, period. So that's what my brand does. We ain't video guys. I don't talk about how we do it. We can do it with stop frame animation. We can do it with stick figures, whatever works for your client and your target audience. That's what we do. We're not videographers or filmmakers or I don't do all of that, right? That's what I do. We create content for businesses. So when people ask you what you do, you know, you want it to be along the lines of that, right? Or you want it to be maybe along the lines of, you know, what's your catch title on your website? You know, we help clients discover new ways to increase engagement using digital content designed to get results. That's what's on my website. That's what we do. That's how people should know when they, you know, that's what people should know when they ask you what you do. Somebody said, yeah, it's true. It's a bunch of BS in the line. It's a whole bunch. Randy said, when you go there and you're trying to work your way up, you're going to meet a lot of, man, I know T.I. and them. They come get their haircut over by the spot every other Tuesday. I'm going to bring you. What? Just throw me a few dollars. I'm going to run you over here to where Tyler Perry go get pizza on Saturdays. I see him all the time. He there every Saturday. Throw me a few dollars. I'm going to run you over here and see if Tyler Perry. Man, get out of here with that. You get a lot of name droppers. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you are not around those guys because those guys, they don't offer you nothing but fluff. They don't offer you nothing but fluff. Nothing but fluff. And those guys will not help you at all. So look at your crew, right? Look at your crew. Listen, it hurt. It sucks. Gosh, it hurt to look at your people that's around you. It hurt, man. I'm not going to BS you. It hurt. But look at the people that surround you. You know who the movers and shakers are. And you know who been working on their idea to start a business for 14 years. You know who these people are. You know who these people are. Start to pull back from them a little bit. We create content for a return on your investment. I like that one. I know you said that's right. We use content to increase the value of your brand. Period. That's what we do. We use content to get your money, right? Because it's the way to do it. That's what we do. So, you know, your brand motto or maybe something different. Your niche may be different. You know, your niche may involve barbers, and you know, we use content to help barbers reach a greater audience so that they're, you know, so they can establish a solid clientele. That may be what you do. It depends on your niche, right? Tailor it to your niche and who your target audience is. That's something you got to think about. But I encourage you to stop waiting on people to hook you up with stuff. A lot of times I talk to people when they're waiting on their friends to finish a logo for them, or they're waiting on, you know what I'm saying? They're waiting on this or waiting on that, or waiting on people to, I'm waiting on my mans to do this and do that. Why? Just spend the money. Just go spend the money. You didn't wait on somebody when you put them Jordans on. You didn't wait on, you know what I'm saying? You didn't wait on them. So you got to go spend the money, invest. I see a lot of people invested in stuff that they invested in all kind of crap. They got $300 shirts and but want your homeboy to design a logo. Come on now. Like what's more important to you? What's going to make you the most money? Them shoes or that logo? They want to cut corners. They, you know, I know people that can't get spotted with fake Jordans. Them Jordans is real. I spent $300, but won't spend $100 to get an LLC. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. What are you going to do? Like, you have to prioritize your business above everything. It's going to take you places. None of that other stuff will. Your business will take you places. Friendships won't. No disrespect to your friends, but if they're holding you back, your business is going to take you places that friendships won't. If I was going to jump into a niche, how would I go about approaching them to see what their pain points and desires and transformations are so you can tailor offer? So I'm going to mix that in with Mr. B question of which niche pays the most. You got to look at it like this, right? The first thing your niche should be is something you love. Don't think about money. Don't think about, it should be something you love, right? Because you're not going to care enough about it to be good at it, to make the money at the level that I'm talking about, right? You got to love it to get to the point where you're doing six figures. You don't fall into six figures, right? Six figures don't come from whatever's popping right now, right? It ain't like, well, I see people need this, so I'm going to go do that. Nah, it don't come from that. It's all based on passion, right? If I did this because it paid, I wouldn't be doing YouTube. It don't pay like that. You know what I'm saying? It got to be something you love. Like, once you love it and you develop a relationship with the client that you can shoot for free, don't just go there and say, I'm going to shoot for you and so I can use the footage on my portfolio and then you get free. No, get more than that from them, right? That's not an even exchange. Giving them a video that's going to make them 20, 30,000 and you just getting footage for your site. That's your time. You need to go and pick their brain and find out what their pain points are. Would you buy this? What would you spend for this? Do you think this is worth it? Did that? Sometimes you got to do follow-ups. I do follow-ups with my free clients, right? Because I'm testing a product. How is it working for you? Maybe there's a way we can determine what we sent you. Maybe we can use a promo code or something to show where this traffic came from, right? That way I know what I'm doing. I'm following up with you. I want to see if this works. If this don't work, I don't want to sell it to people. Just because I got footage of it for you don't mean it work, right? I want to see if it works. Because if you can make a client money and you came in there on some free stuff, they're going to pay you to do more. They're going to pay you. If you can't get somebody you shot for free to want you to come back, I got bad news for you. It's going to be hard for you to make it in this industry, right? It's going to be hard for you to make it in this industry. So you want to make sure you work with that client, get as much info. Listen, I'm going to give you free footage for your website in exchange for transparency to your business. I need to know, I'm trying to create a product for people in your niche and you get the benefit of getting it first. You're a beta tester. You get the benefit of us seeing if this works, if posting a new video on your Instagram page 4 times a week actually helps your business, actually brings sales in the door. I want to know that stuff from you in exchange for my content so that I can make it better and then sell it to 50,000 people. So I need you to be honest with me. That's what you're exchanging free content for. We're not just shooting the video. We care about what your business is doing. We care about your growth as a company, because our brand creates content that helps you get a higher return on investment. It ain't going to be just me, you telling me what you want, and then we drop off the video in peace, hope that make you money. It don't work like that. That's not a $20,000 video project. That's a $1,000 video project. I'm going to tell you what I want. You film it. You hand it to me. I'm happy. That's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 at the most. But us coming into your business, looking around, offering a solution to your problems. And when doctors give you pills, they say, what? Follow up with me. I'm going to give you these for 30 days. We're going to come back in 30 days and see how these are working. Because if these ain't working, I'm putting you on that. Or if that ain't working, I'm putting you on this. Now you can tell me, hey, doc, this is what the side effects were. This is what happened. I seen a little bit of cool. We're going to up the dosage. And we're going to add this in to cover. That's how you work your business. That's a $50,000, $100,000 client right there. That's ongoing over years. That's the client you want. You don't want a one time. You don't want to sell the drugs. I always say this, you want to prescribe something, a solution. That's the client that keeps coming back. They can't do nothing without you. You ever get diagnosed by a doctor and they put you on some medicine and you doing good and you go back and the doctor ain't there? You like, what am I going to do? Well, we can have you see Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith don't know me. I want to go see Dr. Johnson. I just seen Dr. Johnson twice. He got me on this. We going good. Well, I don't want to see Dr. I'm going to come back when Dr. Johnson back. It's like that when you build your brand, right? You start to build the content for companies and they got a feel to it and a liking to it and it's doing stuff for them. Bro, they're not going nowhere else for that. They're coming to you. That's what you want to build, even when you start for free. To start for free, you got to go in and go through the whole process. Or you're going to get out there in the real world and wonder, like, what's wrong? Well, the process is you didn't perfect with the free guy. This guy, he ain't having it. You should have went through that with somebody that's getting something for free. He's definitely not going to pay to be there. So it's something you got to think about. All right. How would you add contracts to your ultimate contract pack and proposal? Literally copy and paste. And proposal file. So the question is about proposal file, which I use a lot. Because I can send clients proposals, have them sign it. I can see what they're looking at, what they're reading. If you go to gear list below, you'll see a link to proposal file where you can save on the subscription. But you can literally, I create a section for contracts or, you know, for legal information. And I copy and paste it in that legal information. And then they can sign that they agree to it at the bottom of the whole proposal. So. Is it a good idea by saying that my niche is in the service industry? I started with the Corona video for a barber because that's the only biz person I know. I want to get into other industries. Okay. I'm going to be real with you. The Corona video for the barber was absolutely worthless. If that's what your niche is, if your niche is something different. When it comes to service, be a little more direct. What kind of service? Outdoor service, indoor service, tree service, plumbing service, what kind of service? Be a little more niche on what you plan on doing. So don't just be that broad, right? When people say, I want to do product photography, are we talking apparel? Are we talking food? That's a product. Are we talking gas station pumps? I have no idea. Are we selling screws and bolts? I have no idea what you're selling. And a person who may have food may not touch you if you got screws and bolts on your website, because they don't feel like you can expose they mashed potatoes properly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It happens more than you know. It's something that instantly cuts people off and they can't explain to you why, and you don't know why you're losing. But it always happens. So something to think about. Did I waste too much time? Okay, see, I wasted too much time on keep messing about with redesigning a website. Paid the real website guy to fix it up, and it was done a long time ago. So he pretty much was saying he was waiting for people he knew to fix it, to hook it up. They didn't. He came out of his pocket and paid. When you want stuff done right, you'll pay for it. Just pay for it, right? Think about it like this, right? I used to be hard on myself because I would scratch my head about paying for a consultant to come look at my website, right? It'll be like $250, $300. One time I paid more than that. One time I paid like $1,500 to have somebody come look at my website, right? And I'd be like, man, I don't know if I want to pay this. But then I go out and spend $2,000 on a lens that I use sometimes. Just think about that. $2,000 on a lens that I use sometimes, rather than bring somebody in to help with a website that I use all the time. And I was like, oh, I don't even know. When I got my website right, it was the best money I ever spent. I bought 10 lenses. But it was just, my value was intangible items compared to the expertise of somebody who could really help, right? It's the case when clients come do business with you, right? When you want to get videos, they thinking about, should I spend this $8,000 on this video? Or should I just spend $3,000 on one of them really good cameras and try to shoot it myself, right? Your website needs to explain why that's not a good idea. And if you haven't invested in your website and your brand to do that, they're going to take that iPhone video over you. That's who you're competing with, iPhone. Ty, your contract pack, does it have the verbiage correct that covers selling the footage? Second, how long are your licensing videos to client and use to use when you did it for free shoots? Okay, so depending on the free shoot, sometimes I would give them, you can have the footage. I would fully give it to you. If I really felt like you were a big client, I can get a lot from you and you were very transparent and open. Right? Because listen, our goal is to create footage ongoing. If I'm creating footage for helping you get over the coronavirus, right? If I license that to you, how is that, you know, you're not going to use that video a year from now. You probably won't. So licensing won't do me no good. Now, traditional Christmas stuff like that is different. So my usual license is a year. And there are contracts, there are verbiage and contracts for selling video. It's under video production. Mashed potato tax. So those are, again, when you're building it, you got the mindset, look at what you spend money on, man. You got some $200 shirts. You got some $300 shoes. You probably got some $3,000 rims on your car. You probably got a $400 radio. Look at what you spend money on, right? Next time you scratch your head about, man, should I do this? Should I get this logo? Should I get the right training? Should I get the right person on the writing the copy for my website, man? Should I pay for somebody to write my email? Think about investments versus things you've spent money on that you'll never get money back for. You'll never get money back for. So just something to think about. Something we kind of chopped it up today. And you hang around people who don't see, your friends not going to see the value in the stuff you spend money on. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Right? Why are you spending money on that? They don't get it. They're not built the same. They are not entrepreneurs on the same path as you. They will never understand why you would pay somebody $1,000 to come tell you how to rework your site. They don't understand the principle of return on investment, right? People only think the only way you can make money in this world off an investment is a stock option. I would invest in myself before I invest in most stocks because I get to control it, right? I get to control it. If I put $10 into my business and I get my ass up, I will make that money back 10 times. If I put $10 in my business and I decide to sleep in, I probably won't make that money. I probably will not make that money. So just something you got to be mindful of. Real quick, make sure you guys are listening or subscribe to the podcast because the podcast is popping right now. Let me see. Do you ever have that in over your hard feelings as you contended, as you continue to attract larger clients? I don't think I fully understand that question, so I'm gonna ask you to resend it. I like to get to the point where my phone is off the hook and I'm turning people down, or I'm booked solid. We can fit you in September. I like, that's the feeling I like. And sometimes it's not that I got 50 jobs lined up. It's that I may have two big jobs for the month and I don't feel like working all summer. I want to chill with my kids. I got the right to do that. Right. When you get to a point, you got to, you can do that. You're not killing yourself making $200 every minute. We got a photo booth we rent out. I'm not renting it out right now. I don't want to go to no parties in this. I don't want to go in a crowd of people and the virus going on. I'm not risking my life or nobody that works for me to go set up a photo booth, which is, it's an inflatable photo booth. So it's just sucking and pushing air, the virus all around. No, I'm not doing it. But I have the right to do that. You know what I'm saying? If I was crunched, if it was, it's been crunch time. It's been times where I'm taking it. Right now it's not that time. So something to think about. If I had to choose between the niche of restaurant content creation or in-home health care service content creation, which would you choose? Both small businesses. I'm going to be real with you. That's a question I wouldn't be able to answer for you. It's based on what you love. I don't want to tell you. You got whatever one you pick, you got to talk about it till you blue in the face, right? You got to talk about it until you're tired of talking about it. Here you go for those who want that. You got to talk about it until you're tired of talking about it. And only one of them you're going to love. Only one of them you're going to love. So something to think about. Somebody said, I bet the bank on myself, MTB Productions. You're right. That's how I feel. I bet the bank on myself. On myself. Did I ever feel like I was getting too big too fast? Like, were you playing catch up? Yes and no. Yes and no. There were times where I felt like things were moving fast, but I appreciated it so much because I've been hungry for so long that I was like, I'm going to find a way to make it. Growth is not a bad problem to have. It can be a crippling problem if you grow way too fast. You know, but growth is not a, is not a, is not a bad thing. Somebody say, stop spending money on women, spend money on yourself. I always spend money on myself. So I feel like I'm learning everything on the go. That's good. If you're uncomfortable, you're growing. If it's comfortable, if it's coming at a speed you can handle, you ain't going fast enough. You're not pushing yourself. It's a treadmill. If you at the number that you can jog on all day and not break a sweat, it ain't gonna work. You need to put it on whatever number it takes you. You need to put it on whatever number it takes. It hurts you. Try something new. When I play basketball, I try something new. It may not work. It may be a terrible idea to do that crossover. Terrible. Young boy's killing me out here, but I'm going to try it. Frozen say, what's good, Ty? The polos won't be done for about 2.5 weeks. Should I go ahead and do 3 free videos or should I wait for the polos to arrive to be more presentable? I mean, listen, if you can do standard like black top, you know, or white top, black bottom, if you can do something standard like that, you can move forward. I would move forward. You know, been waiting to open photography studio. I live in Florida where it's crazy with COVID. Should I push forward or should I wait on it? Okay, Gene, I'm going to be really, 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 really honest with you. I am against any brick and mortar establishment for content creation. It's never been a good idea for me and my business model because I don't deal with a lot of street traffic, right? And I don't want to take on the overhead cost of having a facility where people could walk into. I'd rather have people edit from home or do whatever from home. And because I deal with more of a corporate niche, I'm usually a great selling feature is convenience, and I'm usually in their office working with them. Rarely have I ever had a client that wanted to come to me, and if they did, we rented studio space. So I don't want to pay an extra $3,000 a month for foot traffic. unless I'm doing family portraits or something where people can walk up and make a decision. I just, what's convenient about what we do, we got the van, you know, we load it, we can load up with the gear we need, we can meet you in your office, shake your hand, and shoot what we got to shoot there or meet you at a location. I'm just not big on physical locations. I think that they are, I honestly think that they're a thing of the past. And I'm going to be honest with you. Take that money, go buy you a Sprinter van or Ford Transit Connect and have the ability to set up in their office with all your rolls of film and paper or whatever and cameras. I would highly suggest that over having a studio. That's just my new wave end of jobs opinion. Have I ever tried to do a crossover and ended up crossing over yourself? Yeah, more times than I wish to even, yeah, a lot. A lot. I would say, honestly, get you a big old Sprinter van. Put all your gear in that and go there somewhere and set up. You can get like an X backdrop. Which is a X-Rite backdrop by Westcott, which is a great tool for backdrops. You can get you some, I got some quick folding C-stands, pop my lights on them. I'm good to go almost everywhere. And clients are happy to not have to leave their office to get headshots or whatever, right? As a business owner, I don't want to have to pay people to go down to your studio to go shoot a video. I don't want to spend that money. However, it's more affordable or more convenient as a business owner to be able to pull a John off his computer for 3 minutes while he's working half the day to take a headshot and then put him back on that computer. I'm still getting my day out of John and I'm paying for headshots and this, that, or the other. Just finished End of Jobs today. End of Jobs is a beast. It's a beast of a book. So think about that. Best, cheapest Canon full frame for photo, not needed for video. Any of their mirrorless lineup will work. Any of their mirrorless lineup will work for photo photography. Even if you went with like a 5D Mark III, 5D Mark IV, you're still fine. Yeah. The C-stands, the quick C-stands are, they just swing open and you just pop it and go for it. That, or I got these Manfrotto, light stands that snap together. They, when they close up, they're thin and they snap together. I got like four of them and they just hang out in the van. You can get a 5D Mark II and do some really good portraits for it and get it dirt cheap. Much love from Fort Lauderdale. That's what's up. I got some people out there. I love Florida. I got people in Pensacola, Tampa. I got people, Panama City, all over Florida. People used to live in Miami. But get you is looking to Sprinter trucks, looking to vans before you look into locations. Unless you got something that's location specific, unless you got something that's a storefront, I wouldn't. Warehouse space is okay. But I got local studios that I can rent if I need like infinity walls or things like that. 99.9% of the stuff I can tackle out of my van. It just happens. What would you say to someone who's portfolio building but charging? And feel like they should charge more, but also feel like skill quality wise, they can improve, increase or get better first. Always get better first. Always get better first. Because you can only increase so much, but when you get better, you can increase and make more per job. So if you're charging $50 a job, you can probably only increase to 100. But if you get really good, you can charge $1,000 a job. And it's a big difference than going up $50. That R5 is nice. If you're going to do brick and mortar, Randy says you're going to need a different marketing strategy. That comes in through the front door that can support brick and mortar. Yeah, you got to do something where people can walk in the front door and take pictures. And I'm gonna be honest with you, that has not been successful recently. You know, JCPenney's got foot traffic. Walmart got foot traffic. They're pulling away from portrait studios. You don't see as many portrait studios and Walmarts and stuff like you used to. And there's a reason for it. People just aren't spending the money to justify the space. More people are getting their nails done. Or you're starting to see more banks or eyeglass facilities because people would rather just snap a shot with your iPhone. Think about it. When was the last time you and your family got together and went to an indoor location to take a portrait? Right. It's been a long time. It's probably around the time you were shopping at Sears often, or JCPenney's often, or Hudson's back in the day, or Marshall Fields. It's about that time. So it's just not feasible. In my opinion, I wouldn't do it. I would rather take that money, invest in a big Sprinter truck or Ford Transit or Ford Transit Connect. I'm only paying $300-$400 a month plus insurance. You can set that thing up where you can put a whole studio inside of it, just about editing suite and all kind of stuff. And then you're mobile. You can ride around. You can take jobs across the planet, and your studio goes with you. So something you can think about. How much do I usually charge for teleprompter rental? Teleprompter rental, I usually charge about $250 a day in my area. Script writing depends on size of the script, how long. So JCPenney considered the photo studio a loss. It was a way to get them to buy clothes. Yeah, people who want to take pictures usually buy a lot of clothes. It was a loss back in the day. So should you increase the rates that you gave your first client when they were less experienced, or keep the rates the same because they help you get the skills for larger jobs now? Okay, I'm going to use something in context for that, right? If you ever drink a Pepsi when you were a kid, I guarantee you the price went up, right? The price going to always go up. It's just cost of living goes up. So I don't care what they help you with, the price always goes up. It is what it is. You can't lock yourself into a lifetime price in no other industry in the world. Don't lock yourself into a price with your client because you're being, and I'm going to use this lightly because I want you to think about it, because you're being emotional about it. It's just business. There is no emotion in business. I don't care how much I liked you, how much you looked out for me, you helped me out, it's business. A real business owner will understand. It's nothing personal. The cost of living is going up. The cost for me to operate my business has gone up. Therefore, these services are going to have to go up. It is what it is. Your cost should go up for everybody every year anyway. Cost of living is just going up. So I got a teleprompter that works with the iPad that I like because I can control it from my phone. So it just depends. I've rented bigger teleprompters for bigger jobs. It just depends. Yes, he said, if you need specific contracts out of the contract pack, are they available a la carte? Yes. If you go to Flashroom Academy, you don't have to buy the contract pack. It makes more sense money wise. But if there's three contracts you want, you can buy just those contracts. And they're on sale right now because we're running the 4th of July sale. And let me make sure I get that promo code to you one more time because I didn't forget it. It's 4th sale, 4-THSALE, one word. It's 35% off everything in the store. So now you know, no one's half the battle. Where that's from. So something to think about. When you the main thing I want to touch on this video is make sure you're not holding yourself back by waiting on people, right? Make sure you're not holding yourself back by waiting on people. Could you still go with a discount code for them? You can offer your first members a discount code. You know, your first time purchasers a discount code or some type of discount. That's every now and then, but they understand you're growing. They understand you big time now. You come back with the polos and all of that. That's right. Yeah, Joe, they understand you big time now. So it's just something to think about. Build your brand. Don't wait on nobody. 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 I don't care how close they are to you. Don't wait on them. Right. Say, look, I'll see y'all later. I'll see y'all later. I got to go. It's just like a trip. I'm going to take this trip because I'm about to, y'all can meet me there if y'all want to, but I got to go. So when it comes to your business, don't wait on people. Do not wait on people. I don't care how close they are to you. Right. Sometimes some people just aren't meant to go where you're meant to go. They're meant to talk about it. They're meant to joke about it. They're meant to fist bump and drink beers and do all this planning on what they're going to do with the money, but they're not meant to go where you're meant to go. With that being understood, don't be afraid to take this trip by yourself. That's why they say it's lonely at the top. You start hearing all those things now, all of those sayings and quotes, and they start making more sense as you begin this journey, right? You're going to realize how lonely it is at the top. If you got a good partner, keep you a good partner. You know, Smitty Vibe, Ty made me money tax. Good looking out of the super chat. So you want to make sure that you push forward and don't wait on people. So how do you go about accepting client work with what's going on? Had a scare at a music video I shot, came back negative. You know, you got to mask it up if it's worth it. I'm not leaving my house for some change. I'm not putting my staff at risk for some change. It'll be a big shoot. It'll be a big shoot. I'm just not. It depends what type of position you're in. If you need the money, yeah, I'm personally not doing it. That's just me, right? If it's a bigger job, if it's a Verizon, one of my larger regulars, yeah, I'll go do it. But if it's somebody that want me to do a talking head, quick, I just need you for 30-minute pro, I'm not doing it. That's me. Music videos have not been extremely profitable in my area. Therefore, I don't do them outside of a personal, I want to do it. To my people, I like the song, let's do it. But it's more of me having fun, staying sharp. It's not something that I'm booking that I'm bringing my whole staff on and we making a ton of money on. It's not going to happen. So friends hit me up about videos, explain what I offer. He was hyped, basically ghosted me after I showed him the price. Follow up, he said he can contact me if he interested. Left it at that. Lesson here. The lesson is everybody can't afford you. Thank you for not wasting my time. And, you know, ask people for the sale. Ask them right then and there. Hey, it's going to be $29.99. When do you want to book? Does Tuesday work for you? You'll know right then and there if they're wasting your time, right? Because thank you. I'll see you later. Don't worry about it, right? Everybody want what you do until they got to pay for it, you know? That's why I don't deal with a lot of referrals, because people who refer you rarely refer you because of how great your work is, right? A lot of people, a lot of your friends and family refer you for the hookup. You know somebody that do this? That's why I hate when people go on Facebook, like, y'all know any mechanics? You don't really want a mechanic because Google is full of them boys. You want somebody that's going to hook your stuff up for cheap that you know. You're not really looking for a mechanic. Anybody asks for a referral, some things like maybe food or something, but they're not looking for quality. They're looking for a cheaper price because you know them. My man's over here got them for the low. Where they at? That's what they want. They don't want who's the best guy. You know, I want the best money can offer. They don't really want that. Let's be clear on that. So, I removed the budget question from my client questionnaire and changed a rate that's damn near scared me, but it worked. Offer value to people. They don't care what the price is. Correct. Listen, if you're offering a return on investment, people don't care about what that investment is. As long as you can give them a return, as long as they feel comfortable and confident in a return. If I told you to bring me $1 million by the end of the month and I was going to hand you a suitcase for two and you knew 1000% that it was going to happen, you will sell everything and get all, you would do what you got to do to bring me that million. You will rob Peter to pay Paul to bring me that million. If you knew I was going to hand you a suitcase with $2 million in it, you would do what you got to do. When you offer great work and great content and your brand has great value, people have that same feeling. Javar, looking out on the super chat, more value in 10 minutes than a college course. I'm glad I was able to help. He said, yeah, I'm not big on music videos. I've been doing more weddings and content for businesses, but that slowed down drastically. Stick with your niche, folks. Stick with it. Somebody there needs you. They need you. I don't even discuss budget with a lot of clients because I don't want them to think I'm trying to hit them over the head for the maximum amount they spend. These are my prices. Just like when you go in Mercedes, these are my prices. Either you can pay it or you can't. And if you can't, no problem. Listen, I know a guy at the Ford dealership. He does a great job. I'm going to send you to him. He's going to take care of you. And then maybe when things change, you come back and see me. Remember I told you that technique? If they can't afford you, you send them to somebody else. You send them, you get you a guy that's cool, that's just not on your level, maybe quality wise. You work it out with them, because they're going to get something that's too big for them, and they're going to send you business. And guess what? When you send what's the name back down to the little guy and his stuff is okay, he's going to be stacking his bread so he can come back and holler at you. I got to go back and get it done right. I got to go back and talk to these other guys, because they do it right. Don't diss them. Don't ghost them. Don't, oh, you broke, man. I'm trying. Don't do that. I promise you. Like, I tell you I'm a hunter, but I plant seeds at the same time. I'm going to go hunt and eat tonight, but I'm still going to plant some seeds, right? Because I'm going to want some lettuce to go with that deer meat. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to want some corn to go with it. So you're going to talk to him. You're going to say, hey, this is 20,000. Your budget's 10. Gosh, we can either remove this and this and this, but to get it within your budget range. But if that don't work, I got somebody that offers a little bit less quality than what we offer. They may be able to work out something with you and get you right. I can refer you to those guys. And then when you're ready, it's the part you got to say. And then when you're ready, you guys are ready to take it back to the next level, I would love to help you out. When you guys are ready, you know, because you're going, because what they're going to do is they're going to either say, you know what, I got the money, let's go. They're going to either say that, or they're going to be like, okay, that's cool. We've all bought cars that we didn't want because our credit wasn't where it was at. And what did you do the whole time you drove that car? Is you thought about going back, getting the car you wanted. And when your money got right and your credit got right, what you do? You run in there and you bought the car you wanted. You said, this time I'm going to get the car I want. And you went in there and got it. That's because that sales rep didn't cuss you out. He didn't say, oh man, get out of here with this credit score, bro. He said, listen, we're going to put you in this for 6 months. You make your payments on time. You come back and see us. We're going to put you in the car you want. That's a sales technique that's been used on you, and you may not have noticed it. That's literally what you're going to do with your brand. Did the crazy COVID discount I'm talking off prices? Oh, half off. Half off during COVID is up to you. It's tough. It's hard to recover from half off if you got good profit margins. Should I just keep the Rebel T1 for my photography? Looking to add headshots to my biz? Yes, I would keep the Rebel T1. To be honest with you, yes. Unless you're doing some high-end nature, I would keep the Rebel T1. I would just focus on better lighting if you don't have good lighting. Hi, and thanks. Good looking out, Lovejoy. Hi, and thanks for your insight. Would you recommend putting your prices, photo, video on your business website? Or send out the price sheet after the initial inquiry. Okay, I want to talk about this because this is a really good question. I never put my prices out front, right? I never put my prices out front. Not because I don't want you to know my prices, because I do have a price list, but I need something in return for you knowing my prices, right? Because it's all about business and marketing. So when you contact me and I create a proposal for you, it will have my price sheet. Now, if you never do business with me after that, it's fine, because now I have an email address to market to in the future. That is my exchange for learning my prices. Cool. Because you may not be able to afford me now, but I may send out something and you may be able to afford me 3-4 years from now, or whatever, 6 months from now. So it's a seed that I want to plant, where I'm not just giving away my prices for free. You can still gain something. That potential lead is valuable. That email address and that name and them accepting to be on your marketing list is valuable. Media Smith, good looking out on the super chat. I was thirsty for this. You gave me a drink tax. I'll drink to that. I noticed that many individual people's budget is just money they can spare versus an investment they're willing to make to get the content they want. Facts. That's why I don't sell to people. I only sell to businesses. I really don't even sell to people that own businesses, because it doesn't make business sense to them, right? Content creation is an investment. People don't make investments. They buy stuff. And if it don't make sense for them to buy it, which means it usually needs to be tangible, needs to be a turnaround, need to be a quick turnaround or something like that, it's hard for them to make the decision. Even in doing so, you want to use stories over facts, because stories sell, facts tell. So stories about how you helped somebody that was in their position change their business and their life with great content. When you walk in a business, they want to know about facts and statistics. Hey, we were able to increase their engagement by this percent. By doing that, it increased that from this percent to that percent. And businesses like that. Then you hit them with a story. Businesses have dedicated money for this. People don't. People, you're right. People just do what they spare. Fun Film says, thank you. Why are others not saying to go full frame? I know the basic answers, but there are different ones I'm missing. Full frame is it nice to have? It's more, and this is, I'm going to say this as rough, but I'm going to curve the edge. Full frame is more of a gimmick than what it can really offer you. It's not that much of a difference, right? I like it because it lets me get wider on lenses. But as far as image quality, it's not going to make a difference. As far as bokeh, it's not going to make a difference. A little bit of difference. Not something where somebody's like, oh, this was shot on the full frame. Nobody's ever looked at my stuff and said, oh, this was shot on the full frame. I ran my company on two A6500s for about a year. And I had the Blackmagic production 4Ks and went to A6500s, and my quality went through the roof. And those were APS-C cameras. I love the A6500. I love that lineup. That's what introduced me to Sony. You don't need the biggest, baddest to make a lot of good money. I knew a guy who was shooting music videos with a T2i. I looked up to this guy. I thought he was one of the best, cinematographers I ever seen. He was shooting music videos. And then I seen a behind the scenes shot and he had a T2i. I was blown away because I had a T2i. Here I am with a T3i thinking I can't do it, thinking I'm not good enough, thinking I need more equipment. This guy got a T2i. He got music videos on MTV and BET with a T2i. No BS. Mark from Hemingway Media said, I recently found you and I'm glad I did. Thanks for your input, man. Thanks for your support, bro. He said, yo, man, love the show. I'm trying to get myself out there, but struggling as I'm working 7 to 6 Monday through Friday. I have no show reel to show. Should I do some free jobs? Got to do free jobs. Check out the course on Flash Film Academy talking about how to get paid shooting for free. Fun Film, good looking out on the super chat. Thanks for saving me money. You always come through, Fun Film. I appreciate you, bro. And I got your clock that you sent me. You sent me a package. It was ticking. I was a little scared at first. Because it was ticking, and I was like, what is this? Then I just opened it. Jay Wonder Trust said, I was thinking when I do free shoots, should I make them use, should I make the use of the content free for 1 month? And then have them purchase content for future use. Okay, listen. When you shoot content for free, give it to them. Just give it to them. Good looking out, Lovejoy, in the super chat. Just give it to them, right? Because you're going to need, get out of your head that you're doing one thing for a client. You want to build a relationship because you want to see how your content has helped them over time. I want to keep that transparency, right, over time. Because I want to come back and say, how has this helped you? Because I need that for products so I can know, are we doing the right thing or are we just, you know what I'm saying? Just like your doctor, he's not going to say, here go some free medication, get out of here. I just want to see if it worked. Well, how can he know if it worked if he can't check back up with you? If he's saying, you got to pay me for the next dose. No, I need you to come in 30 days so I can look at you to check your vitals to see if this is working for you. So I can prescribe something different, or now I can do a video testimonial, because I'm telling you, a video testimonial saying, we work with John, we work with Supersonic Photography and they were great. That video production or video testimonial is good, but to have a video testimonial to say, hey, we've been working with these guys for 60 days. And over the course of 60 days, our business started here and it went here. Thanks to us having consistent content on our social media pages. Working with him has taken our business from doing this amount of dollars to this amount of dollars. Thanks to his videos and us continuing to work with him to grow our brand. That says a whole lot than just, I worked with them, they was cool, they wasn't nasty, and they was on time. You want clients that talk about working with you long-term, because we're getting out of the one-hit wonders. We're getting out of selling drugs and we're getting into prescribing, you know, the right prescription for your problem. We're getting into creating solutions, subscription-based model. Companies are starting to be more aware that they need content on a daily basis, ongoing content. Get out of the mindset of one-hitter quitter. You got to marry these clients. You got to get engaged to them. You got to love them. You can't just get them one time and go blow the money and go to sleep. You got to get in bed with them and put the ring on. So my goal is I want to develop a long-term relationship. Now, I have clients that I still shoot for free. They'll pay me and say, yo, we got something coming up. Can you? Yeah. But I still go back and I still test out new stuff with them for free because I want to see how it works. And if they're going to give me the insights to see how money has changed, how customers have changed, if they're going to be that transparent with me, I want to keep that relationship because that's going to help me make a better product with a case study and somebody that's like, look, dude, I use Tide Flash on Media. They came in, looked at what we were doing, and man, the stuff I thought we needed to fix, I was so wrong. Ty helped me out, and now we're in a whole nother place. We wouldn't have got there without Ty. So do business with him because he's going to get you where you want to go. You want to be the professional, right? Get out of the mindset of somebody saying, I need a video with this, this, and this. Make it. Here, you deliver it. Are you happy? I'm happy. We don't do that no more. We come in, we look at the problem, we evaluate what's wrong, and we create content to alleviate that problem or symptom, right? We don't just say, you know, when you go to the doctor, you're like, oh, my head hurt. Give me some Motrin 800s. No, we're going to look at you and make sure you don't got a freaking tumor in your head. And then we're going to do what we got to do to get you right. We're not going to just give you the drugs you want because you may not be asking for the right thing. And if you ask for something and you get it and it don't work, who you going to blame? Me. Oh, that doctor just gave me some Motrins. They ain't did nothing for me. That doctor trash. Instead of him looking at you and saying, you know what? You got a pinched nerve in your neck. That's why you're having these headaches. We need to perform surgery on your neck. We fix your neck, you got no more headaches instead of popping pills for the rest of your life. So it's you got to look at your business differently and look at that free client that you're working with as an ongoing relationship to help you test and grow products. That's how you got to look at it. Had to cut off some business owners that I did free video for because he wanted content from me before even giving me my contract info. And I saw in the video. Yeah. So he's pretty much saying he had clients that wanted the goods, but they didn't want to give it up. No, don't work with them. You have the leverage to say, nah, listen, go in there and say, this is what I need. My goal is to create content that helps your business. If I can't determine that it's helping your business, it's pointless for me to create content for me. So I may need access to some of your personal and private information. I need to know what you, if you got a pizza joint, I need to know how much pizzas you sell on a daily so I can gauge how much pizzas you sell on the day we release the video to see if it increased or not. That's what I need. Andre Woods looking out on the super chat, bro. Would you concentrate on Google ad or SEO product photography? Yes and no. Do you mean creating the content for those ads? Give me a little more explanation on that. Creative Reflections, good looking out on the super chat. I'm gonna get right to that question. I filmed All-Star Weekend 2020 in Chicago a few months ago, celebs and all. Then bam, March messed me up. How can I maneuver through this? I've been doing product shoots, in aerial footage for now. All right, there are some companies that need aerial footage that's talking about how they're gonna get through COVID. You gotta go out to them. They don't see the thing is this right now. Your clients are hurting and they don't understand what will fix it. This is a new pain, right? Usually if you get a pain and your head hurt, you know Tylenol. If your foot hurt, you'll get an ACE bandage. You'll get an Aleve. You know what I'm saying? You got chest pains, you'll go get some Tums. If your stomach bothering you, you're going to get some Pepto-Bismol. But sometimes you get a new pain and you don't know what to do. You sit there and you just clutch it like, yo, what is this? What am I feeling? I'm not going to move because that's what your client is going through. I'm not going to move because I don't know what this is. What you need to do is skate on in there and be like, you're suffering from the COVID calls. What we need to do to kickstart this or get this going is we need to create content to let your client base know that you're doing that you're open and running at full capacity and you're doing everything you can to prevent the spread of COVID. We're going to create content that does this for your business. Because your client is not calling you because they don't know what this problem is. They don't know how to survive it. So you got to step in and say, hey, as content creators, we can get you through this. I see what your problem is. This is what I prescribe. If you're waiting on your phone to ring for somebody to say, I need a video, I need photos, I need some pictures saying, it's not going to happen. You're not going to survive. It's time for you to be aggressive. It's time for you to go hunt. And stop. If you plant your seeds, your crops ain't gonna grow right now, right? You gotta get out in that snow. You gotta go find you a deer and you gotta go do it. Your phone not gonna ring, bro. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna ring. People are clutching that pain point like, yo, is this gonna take me out of here? Am I dying? You ever been in so much pain you couldn't call 911? You was just like, I'm out. Peace. We out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever been in that much pain? You wasn't thinking about calling nobody. You was thinking about breathing. You ever been so drunk that you, to prevent you from throwing up, you just focus on breathing? That's where they at right now. They can't call for help. They in the back of the car with the window crack, holding on because the car's spinning, and they just trying to breathe right now. You gotta be the homeboy that look back there and be like, bro, you all right? You need something? I don't know what I need. Man, I'm going to get you a Pepto-Bismol and a blah, blah. I'm going to hook you up so we can get you home. That's what you got to do. Creative Reflections. Again, good looking out on the super chat. Should you list prices for family portraits and headshots? I don't list any prices until I get your information. I don't give out anything until I get your information. That's just me. Who's the ideal client for someone starting off? In your opinion, I feel like... you on stopping the one hit one. Listen, I don't want to be that one YouTuber to tell you all to go do this and go do that. Right. This is the part I got to hand back to you. You have to figure out what you love. There's money in everything. Every single business you know of need content. Everybody need video. You can't put a company in front of me and I can't figure out a way to shoot video from them. Right. I can sell video to another video production company. Right. Because they need video. Maybe they need video of them capturing video. They can't capture video of themselves. I can tell you how every single video company needs video or photo or content. The goal is to find out what you love to do, because you got to be able to talk about it intelligently. You got to be over there and hold a conversation with a dentist about new technologies and what people are doing and what happened to the dental place down the street. You can't do that for everywhere. You got to figure out what you love and you got to master it. And you got to come up with ways to create content in that area. I can't give you that. I don't want to BS you, right? I don't want to tell you this make money. You could. There's people that sell $100 bottles of water. It's ways to make money doing everything, but you got to be good at it. You can't be good at everything. You can't be good at three things, four things. So pick one that you like and build your brand around it. Something to think about. Some fun films say RC Cola fix everything. Javar said, I was playing checkers. This man playing chess. You got to think big. You got to think big with your business. All right, that's Dot. We'll catch you on the next one. Bro was calling you Uncle Ty for a while, but you out here preaching. I'm calling you Pastor Ty. On your price list, do it say you're adding taxes, or is that just on the invoice? At the bottom, I'll say something like taxes and fees, you know, taxes and travel may be extra. Video, Indie Mogul just did a video with an example of price negotiation. It was excellent, similar to what you preach. I like Indie Mogul. I haven't had a chance to check that video out, though. So, you know, you gotta think about it like that. I tried pitching a few free videos to many clients and keep failing. I don't know if corporate videos for me or I'm switching back to music videos I enjoy. Okay, Andre Woods, I'm glad you said that. How do I figure out what the problem is? Okay, I'm glad you said that, Andre. That's great. Look at your brand. If you can't give something away for free, you're not showing enough value, right? If you can't, listen, I'm about to use an analogy for the fellas. If she not cute, if she not appealing to you, there's nothing she can do to be your woman, to be your partner. If she not what you want, right? If she hasn't provided enough value in whatever ways, physically, mentally, you can borrow my car, you can go hang out, whatever. Let's go for girls too. It's just like dating. Some stuff you can't give away for free. It's just not my thing. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to have to take a hard pass on you because it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So you got to work on you. You got to build your brand to make your brand better so you can walk in somewhere and they begging you to do it. It's all about your brand and showing value with your brand, right? I'm not going to let, if I got a mechanic, he come up to me, he got on a regular shirt, he got a tool bag, you know, with 10 wrenches hanging out. He's like, man, I'll fix your car for free. I'm not letting you touch my car, bro. Now, if you got a shop, y'all got uniforms, you got car lifts. He like, yo, we want to fix your muffler for free. Yeah. Look at your brand. Look at your business cards. Look at your letterheads. Are you sending emails from Gmail? Is your website done? Do you got a logo? Do you got your shirts together? Are you neat and clean? Are you approaching them with a legitimate solution? Do you know enough about what they're talking about? Have you done research on the industry? Do you know who their competition is? Do you know what their client is looking for? Like, if you don't know all of that, you couldn't give away your services for free when it comes to business. You got to go in there with your stuff together. You cannot half-ass this or you will be like, what's going on? Why am I not? You can't. This is not the place. You got to look at yourself and be like, why nobody want nothing from me for free? What am I doing something wrong? They tell you what you're doing. It tell you that you got to focus on you. You got to go and offer the full solution to these people. And you can't, if you went to your doctor right now and you sat on the bench and they walked you in the room and the nurse came and had you sign paperwork and, you know, they took your temperature and got what's wrong with you and your doctor walked in with a tie-dye shirt and he like, yo, what's up? I think we're going to check out. You would be like, dude, don't touch me. Don't touch me, dude. But a dude can walk in with a white doctor's coat with a stethoscope and you don't even question him. He can have one eye. You would be like, yes, doctor. He'd be like, I think I see what the problem is. You'd be like, yes, doctor. It's about your appearance sometimes. It's about what you invest in your brand. You got to think about that when you step in front of somebody, right? A guy who don't take care of himself and his shoes raggedy and he got holes in his shirt, got to spit the best game of his life to pull a girl he want. A guy that's neat and clean, leaning on a Lamborghini, ain't got to say nothing. He can just be like, and that's it, right? Think about that. Think about you ain't got to work hard when you got the right stuff on. When you in the right place, you got to work real hard when you an underdog. George says, my niche is events and highlight clips. After C COVID, I started doing aerial shots and full. How can I move through this? You should have switched to live streaming. If you're doing events, you should have switched to live streaming. That's what I would have did because it's the same base. But you got to look at your brand, right? You got to look at your brand. Because sometimes it's a talent in itself to see good from bad, to see something that's really dope and something that's like, yeah. I see a lot of people present stuff sometimes and I'm like, yeah, like this your best shot? Fam, this your home run? And it's not even white balanced? This you? Okay. Sometimes it's a talent to look at stuff and be like, this ain't good enough. You got to be honest with yourself. You can't take videos to your mama, your cousin and them, because they're going to be like, look at this. Your mama and them, they'll gas you up. Your family will gas you up. This is, you got to take it to people that's willing to pay for it. And they'll tell you, I wouldn't pay for this. It ain't doing it for me. I'm not paying for this. So it's something to think about as you move forward, as you build your brand. It's something that you got to be honest with yourself about. I don't want to come on here and be Captain BS and tell you, you can do it, blah, blah. I got to be real with you or nobody will. So take a look at yourself. Take a look at your brand. Fun Film said he got a Cole RC. I can't even find RC Colas no more. Everybody that made their own brand, I can find like Dr. Thunder and all that stuff. I can't find RC Cola. Media Smith, LLC, he said, brand image. Work on your star player tax. Good looking out on the super chat. Go look at your website and look. Let me tell you this. Go look at whoever you think is a beast in your area, right? Whoever website, whatever company you think is worth millions doing video, go look at their website. And I want you to pull up a browser, give them half the screen, and give your company half the screen on your website. And be real. If you only had to look at those two items, who you spending money with? Period. If you can't knock them dudes out, you're not going to make it in your niche. It's going to be tough. Look at the best. Go after the best. Right? Didn't nobody want to hoop like Pippen? And I love Scottie Pippen. Nobody achieved to be Scottie Pippen. And Scottie Pippen, no knock against Scottie Pippen. He was a hell of a player. People wanted to be the best. If you had to pick one player to shoot a shot that your life depended on, nobody picked nobody on that team other than Jordan. He was the best on that team. Nobody said, I'm going to take Steve Kerr in the clutch. No, I'm going to take B.J. Armstrong. I'm going to take Horace Grant. You wanted the best. If money wasn't an object, you wanted the best. Be the best. Right? Stop putting out enough. And mad because you're not making money off enough. It don't work like that. Business is a cutthroat game. It is a cutthroat game. The term "it's just business" is the most cold-hearted, cutthroat, vicious term you've ever heard in your life. It's just business. All right, get him out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, hey, I'm sorry you got your wife and kids with you. In front of our firing squad, I want you to know it wasn't personal, Bobby. It was just business. All right, guys, give them the X. You think about that. It's just business. It's a cold-hearted term for a reason. Coca-Cola's job is to make sure people at Pepsi can't pay their rent. And it's the same thing. It's just business. So build your brand like that. Build it like that. That, you know, if I want to target a niche that's different from my current one, how far removed do I have to be for that work? With a variation of work like what you did with Flash Film Weddings, portraits. Listen, if it's not within in line with what you currently do, you got to create a whole nother section of your brand and sometimes a whole different brand. People can't come to your website and be confused about what you do. Has to be separate. OC Jordan, good looking out on the super chat. Do you think it's a good idea to start shooting portraits and engagement photo videos for friends and word of mouth while I find my niche? Yes and no. It never hurts to better yourself at capturing skin tones. I'll never be against that. It just wouldn't, nothing, if you pick a niche that's completely different, nothing you're doing now is helping propel your future to push you in the right direction. Business-wise. So practice never hurts, but it may not help the business side. It'll help you personally, but it may not help the business side. Okay, so that's exactly what I did with my old website. It was a night and day difference between what I thought I was and what I was. Sometimes we are overly valuing ourselves, right? Sometimes we overvalue ourselves. I'll tell you straight up, I'm not the best videographer or photographer you ever met. Nope. I can name 10 photographers that are better than me. That'll wax me on straight providing a picture for picture, right? But I can't tell you 10 that's going to touch me on this business. Come see me in this business, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Catch me in these streets. You know what I'm saying? You ever go play basketball with somebody and your sport is football and they kill you in basketball and you like, catch me on that field, boy. I'm a holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about business. Hey, man, I can hold my own when it comes to content creation. I feel like I'm above average. I'm not the best I know. No. But the best photographers and videographers I know are broke. They buy their lenses on credit cards. They got a regular 9-to-5. They are broke. Come see me with this business, man. Holler at me in these streets. As they say in the South, kinfolk, come holler at me in these streets. Business is where I'm, is my thing. That's where I put my energy into, because I understand the value of it. Right? I understand what it does. So that's where I'm the best at. Because you can be a tall basketball player in the NBA making millions. You may not be the best shooter in the world, right? But you may be the best defender. You may be the best rebounder, right? Dennis Rodman wasn't the best scorer in the world. People think you can't go to the NBA if you can't shoot. Sometimes you can play some really good lockdown defense. You can be really good at rebounds. You can be an excellent role player and go make, you know, have a career where you made $200 million and you retired at the age of 37 and you live in your life. Everybody ain't got to shoot the lights out. I know a lot of guys that can hoop, but couldn't make it to the league because they didn't have the fundamentals. They didn't have the smarts to pass the SAT or ACT to get into college. They just didn't have it. So you got to value, you know, you got to look at what's important. And for me, the business side is the most important thing, right? We know a lot of people who are successful, not because of their talent, but because of their ability to work hard, right? Their work ethic got them where they are. So just something to think about. It ain't about suffering for your art. Them bills keep coming. Them bills keep coming. It's cool. It's cool to think about Fun Films. I know some good super chatters. That's right. Good looking out, Fun Film on the yellow. Fun Film always, he's a Hall of Fame platinum level member here. Fun Film represent. As soon as it go live, he just grab his credit card. He just run to the computer. Much love to you, brother. With that being said, I'm going to get ready to wrap. We had an hour and a half. It's going to be a long podcast. It's going to be a long one to review, but I'm glad you were able to learn something from it. If you were able to learn something from it. He said, I worry I might not get enough work to support my future. Any advice? YOLO. George, where's your chat at? Repost it. I got you. Repost it real quick. Oh, he said, my niche is, I did answer that. Talking about food, how can I move through this? I did answer that. You know, you want to, when it comes to jumping out there, listen, progress will never be, you'll never make progress being comfortable. If you think you're going to make progress and it's going to be cool and it's going to be comfortable, you're not going to make it. Progress is going to be uncomfortable. You ever lean back in your chair and you like leaning back, but one time you lean back too far to You ever had that? You ever be driving in the rain and you hydroplane just a little bit and your heart going in your stomach? You ever get that text message from your girl and she like, we need to talk? You know that feeling? That's what it feels like to progress, to move forward. That last one got a lot of y'all shook. That's what it feels like to get out of your comfort zone. That's what it feels like to move forward. It's never going to feel comfortable. It's never going to feel steady. You're never going to have 2 feet on the ground. You're never going to have a plan for it. You're never going to fully see what's next. You're never going to understand how it's going to work. You're never going to understand it. You're never going to feel that way, right? You're going to always feel uncomfortable. That's when you're making the best decisions of your life. How many niches can a photographer have? Depends how deep your pocket is. Can you put $1,000 on marketing for every niche you can come up with? If you can't, you better stick to one and master it. He said, man, that's wild. I still have clients wanting DVDs. How do I convince them? How do I convince old people to want something other than 480? You don't. You don't. You sell them their DVDs and then you sell them digital when they're ready to make the change. Or you sell them both. Would you concentrate on advertising on Google or SEO for product photography? Both. If you got a square website, I posted a guy who does a really good job with SEO. Got me on the first page in like a matter of weeks. Phone was blowing up just by being on the first page. Under my gear services tab at Flash Film Academy, you may see it below. And I posted a guy who can set up your Google campaigns. Now, real quick, listen, Google ads, Facebook ads, it's a monster to learn. They make money when you don't know what you're doing and you take time to learn and you spend money and blow it. Right. Just like you're asking somebody to bring in a specialist to help with their content. Go get you a specialist to help with your Google ads. Don't waste 6 weeks of your life for $200. It's not worth it. Go spend $200, $300. Have somebody set up your ad campaign to instantly start to bring your return on your investment. Go do that. Don't spend 6 to 8 weeks trying to learn it. Go be better at business. Don't waste a lot of your life trying to figure that out. Because if you don't love it and you're not into it, that stuff changes a whole lot. You're not going to be able to keep up with the changes Google makes because they roll them out every quarter. Something changing. We're getting rid of keywords and we're going to this. So you need somebody who lived their life doing that to keep you up on your game. So there's a guy I use. You ain't got to use him. You can use whoever you want. Just get you a professional to handle that. How do you be the best when you don't have all the experience and equipment? Cool. Shoot for free and rent the equipment until you can afford it, until you're getting paid to shoot and you can afford to buy it. So something to think about. I tried offering USB and Blu-rays with menus. Give them DVDs. What do it cost you to burn a DVD these days? Nothing. I'll give you a DVD for $50. Sure. I love offering old technology at new prices. Works for me. With that being said, I'm going to wrap up. We had a dollar and a half. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to ask that you like, share, subscribe if you haven't done so and you've made it this far. Appreciate you guys for being on the Super Chat randomly on a Sunday night. Next, I'm not on the Super Chat, on the live chat. You see that fun film? See what you got me doing? Our next live is going to be Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's the next time I'm going to go live, and I look forward to seeing you all there, and I will see you guys in the next video. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and please rate it, right? Let me pop that on the screen for 30 seconds before I leave. But it's Flash Film Academy's podcast about content and cash. It's available everywhere. It's available everywhere you listen to podcasts. So make sure you subscribe to it. There are a podcast and many more coming that's not pulled from the YouTube site. So make sure you know, give us 5 stars, leave some stuff so we can continue to chart in the entrepreneur section. Maybe I can get up there with your boy Gary V and chop it up. All right, guys. Hope you learned something, man. I hope you left this Sunday night with something. I hope you got something out the deal. All right. I'll see y'all in the next video, man. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Do what you got to do.